It's Friday, May 10th, 2019, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, Ireland's leading provider of web hosting, domains and internet services. Hi, this is Conor Muinichon, and in this episode I'm talking to Umberto Carrasco. He's an associate professor of law at the Catholic University of the North in Chile, and he's the director of the Legal Aid Clinic, which the university operates in conjunction with NIC Chile, the company which runs the country code domain.cl. The Legal Assistance Clinic aims to level the playing field between large companies who have lawyers and, on the other hand, small entrepreneurs or individuals who can sometimes find it prohibitively expensive to engage in dispute resolution processes in relation to domain names. We spoke on Skype.
I am a law professor at the University, Catholic University of the North of Chile. I'm also director of the clinic for end users in order to defend domain names in .cl. This is a brief, introduction of what I do.
Now, this is very interesting, Umberto, because this is, I think, in many ways quite unique. I'm not aware of anything similar to this scheme operating elsewhere for registrants in other domains. But could you tell us a little bit about, before we talk about the solution, can you describe the problem that you guys are trying to solve?
Exactly. Well, I'm part of ICANN. I'm current ALAC member, and in one of my trips, I was talking to Margarita Valdez, who is the legal manager, legal director of NIC Chile. And NIC Chile is in charge of .cl.
Yes.
They told me they were very worried because they have a uniform dispute resolution policy for Chile, for this country, but they felt there was lack of balance between one of the parts in a arbitration case, because the end user doesn't have a lawyer who can defend in this arbitration process. So we were working together in order to take the representation of end users in order to defend them in these arbitration cases. So we have been working on that the last 2 years.
Now, these dispute resolution policies, different registries have them. They're all variations, I think, and they have lots of points in common. What you're describing here is a concern about an inequality when it comes to resources. Now these policies, unless I'm very much mistaken, Umberto, they're not courts of law, but what they are is, would you describe them as an arbitration procedure?
Well, I think you made a very good question, because if we talk about the ICANN Uniform Dispute Resolution Policy, this is an administrative process. But in the case of Chile, this is a core case. But when we talk about arbitration, it's because we are using the rules of the Chile law. And so the arbitrator has the same status that a judge. So this is a core case in that sense.
I see. And so the concern is about the inequality that may exist. So we're talking about disputes here in relation to who has the rights to register a particular domain name. Are there many such disputes in Chile?
I don't have all the numbers, but I can tell you about how many cases we manage or we have been involved with since we started. For example, we have had around 170 cases dispute resolution cases. The issue here is normally the complainant is a trademark owner. So they believe any expression that you register as a domain name that could be similar or even equal to its own trademark, they introduce a complaint in this arbitration system. So most of the time, to be honest, I'm talking about the majority of the cases, we realize our clients are very good faith. They are good faith people. They want to start a new business. And sometimes there are generic words that are registered as a trademark, but in one place, you know. It's our client has a different the expression that the domain, it's in completely in a different area. So we realized that we needed to do something in order to defend these people. And we are very happy with the result after 2 years.
Now, I'm going to ask you more about it because it sounds absolutely fascinating. But just to reiterate, Umberto, you're talking, I guess, about an inequality between parties in dispute. So you may have people who are of limited income, who are small business owners, entrepreneurs, and they are finding themselves in dispute for a name with rights holders who may be large corporations with the resources to pay for lawyers and to aggressively, I suppose, fight their corner. And Nick Chile was concerned about this equality and got you involved for that reason. Is that a good summation?
Exactly.
Of it?
You made a very good summary of the situation. The point is our service is for free.
Yes.
We are using students. And in order to defend these people.
On the one hand, you're providing legal assistance and free legal aid for people who are parties to these disputes. But in doing so, you at the university are gaining experience and practical experience for some of your students. Would you like to tell me how that works?
Yes. I think it's a win-win deal at the end, because I'm talking about the point of view of the university of my students. They are doing something because we are not in the capital of Chile, for example. We are 500 kilometers, located from Santiago. So our students has an enormous an opportunity to get involved in these cases. And usually people located in Santiago used to work in these kinds of legal disputes. But now we are expanding the experience to our students, giving them the opportunity to get involved in this amazing world of domain name and even trademarks. On the other side, we try to get research. We try to follow the decision. We are trying to write articles. We are writing theses with them. We are in. I would like to say we are developing the doctrine. In some way, you know, we are adding knowledge to this doctrine in domain names.
And you've got an interesting approach in terms of how you structure these clinics, Umberto. It involves postgraduate students with a greater degree of expertise. And there's also some, if you like, clerical work, which provides opportunities for undergraduates as well.
Yes, exactly. Because in the case of my clinic, we mix post-grad students from LLM. They can, you know, they can develop a thesis, a dissertation, if you want to say, or they can participate in this clinic. And after that, when they finish, they have to write a summary in a small paper you know, with some contributions. And this is from the point of view of the postgraduate, but from the point of view of the students, undergraduates, they have to interact, they have to work as well. So it's a kind of a law office, real law office. And I think it's very useful for everybody at the end.
Could you talk me through an example, hypothetically perhaps, of, you know, how such a case might perhaps go? What would be a typical case? Starting with how is the decision made to admit a client or to judge that a client qualifies to avail of the services of your legal clinic?
Thank you very much. We have a principle. We don't represent cyber squatters. Okay, this is our principle. We only represent people who is defending, you know, entrepreneurs, who is people who is defending freedom of expression, of a speech. Because we have that kind of cases as well. This is our first filter, if I have to say that. And after that, we need to see. Usually, we defend everybody for free. We don't distinguish at the beginning if they are a big corporation. We don't take the case, because they have the money to pay a lawyer.
Yes,
but we usually 99% of our clients are small companies or even people. They are entrepreneurs.
Okay, yeah, so you've decided this is not a speculator, this is not a cyber squatter, this is not a large company. So they have qualified to be your client. How does it then operate in terms of how they engage with the clinic?
Well, we have a standard process. We have some, for example, when there is a complaint in Chile, Nick Chile sent an email to the end users telling that there is someone who is complaining against the domain name or who says there is going to start a process, arbitration process. So in this email, they received the information about the three clinics. So this client sent an email to the three clinics or one of them, if it's the client's decision. Mm-hmm. And after that, we reply getting more information. When we get more information, we said, okay, we are willing to represent you in this case, and after that, they have to fill a paper, a form. They have to fill out a form with all the facts, and they have to attach documents, bills, etc. And we follow with them. And when we have that, we are waiting for. In the Chilean case, the complainant, they have to pay $1,000 for the arbitration process. Our clients, usually, they don't pay anything because they are the defendant, you know?
Yes.
And after that, when the complainant, you know, pay the money and they have to present the complaint in a term of 5 days, we have 10 days to reply with our argument. And when we do that, the arbitrator has 20 days to make a decision.
So what have you learned, Umberto? Or what have you learned anything interesting since you've been operating this scheme?
Well, I've learned, I think... I'm a lucky person here because I'm learning how the system works in Chile. I learned that we can help people, we can help students, we can help academy. We can export this model to the rest of the world, most of the countries, I think. Actually, we have been working in ICANN the last last year in order to expand the program to the GTLDs. Yeah, because this is a CCTLD program,
yes.
But we really want to expand to the GTLDs. We believe we can do a lot. We have had, together with Margarita Valdés, different meetings with different people in order to expand the program to the GTLDs.
And have you experienced much interest expressed by GTLDs and other registries?
We believe there is a strong interest from people who is related to the civil society, and even in people Margarita has been talking to the WIPO people, and they are very willing to help to the to the expansion of the program in the future. So we believe maybe in 1 year maybe we can have some news in order to expand or to have a new clinic, you know, maybe in the US or maybe in Europe, who with people who can help end users against you know legal dispute from GTLD's domain names.
You're listening to the Black Knight podcast, and that was Associate Professor Humberto Carrasco from the Catholic University of the North in Chile. To find out more about the innovative legal aid scheme that he's operating in conjunction with NIC Chile, the .cl domain registry, just click through to blacknight.blog, where we've got more information to accompany this podcast episode and lots more news besides. In fact, you can also read about a new dispute resolution procedure which will soon be launched here in Ireland by the .ie domain registry. You can learn about our latest security measures, how to make a website in 20 minutes, and the Tech Excellence Awards, which will be held in Dublin later this month. We're delighted at Black Knight to be shortlisted in two categories for that. Sinnevel Gafoil, Gudin Hiedwardele, Slán agus Benacht.